Welcome back to Pesukei Adaf. We are in Brachos Nuntes. The topic of today is the metaphysical rainbow, and of the 15 Pesukim found on our Daf, we're going to be focusing on the Pasuk in Yechezkel, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chav Ches. Here is how it reads. Kamari Akeshes Asher Yeh Be'onon. Like the appearance of the bow which shines in the clouds beyom Geshem on the day of rain, Ken Mare Hanoiga Soviv. That was the appearance of the surrounding radiance. Humare demus kavod Hashem, that was the appearance of the semblance of the presence of God. Ve'oire ve'epol aponai, and I saw and I fell upon my face. Ve'eshma kol medaber, and I heard someone speaking. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph uses this pasuk in the name of Rabbi Alexandri, in the name of Yeshua ben Levi, to describe the importance of what happens when a person sees a keshes, a rainbow. They say that if a person sees a rainbow, tzorich shiyapol al ponov, a person needs to prostrate oneself, one needs to, so to speak, bow over, as this was described in this pasuk in Yechezkel. However, laitzi alei b'mayrovo, in Eretz Yisrael, they would curse such a custom because it looks like one is bowing down to the rainbow, rather a person just says a bracha, and this is quoted in the halacha. Interestingly enough, what is the context of this? What is the pasuk in Yechezkel, he's seeing a rainbow? What has this got to do with anything? This is the end of Perek Aleph in Yechezkel, which is a very important perek. It is what is known as Maase HaMerkava, the description of the chariots. And in fact, this is one of the most esoteric areas of the Torah. The one which is above this is actually Maase Bereishis, which is the first chapter of Genesis, or the book of Bereishis. But this perek is in fact one of the most esoteric descriptions because it describes seeing into the divine throne chamber by a prophet. In fact, it appears twice in Tanakh. The other place it appears is in Yeshayahu Perek Vov, in a much shorter fashion. The Gemara comments as to why Yeshayahu's Maase Merkava is shorter and more succinct than that of Yechezkel. Yechezkel is very clear about his descriptions. It goes into incredible and ornate description in the 28 psukim of this perek, and this is the last one of them. At the very end of this, he describes the chariot. The chariot is not simply an edifice. It is the support of numerous tiers of energy, which are described as malachim, which are supporting the movement of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Almighty, through this world. And at the very end of the perek, as we move towards this perek, he sees the image of some sort of image on the throne, and he then sees this rainbow and collapses, and he hears the voice speaking, and that begins the prophecy Yechezkel is about to hear. What is interesting about this is, to put this into context, is why is the description of what he's seeing a rainbow? Why is this a rainbow, and what is the Gemara learning from this? So Abarbanel, and later on followed in his tracks, the Malbim, describe a very beautiful concept over here. And that is here you have a human being, a person with very limited capacity of vision, very limited five senses, is now actually peering into the metaphysical. He's peering into something which is supernatural, something which is beyond the natural capacity of a human being to see. And therefore, when they see this divine energy, which is emanating from this spiritual place, what happens is that energy refracts. That means to say it splits up into visible units. And the description is the rainbow. Just as when we have white light, which goes through some sort of prism, whether it be damp air, whether it be a real prism, when that light, that white wholesome light, that full energy, goes through a prism, it is refracted into the spectrum, the seven different colors of the rainbow. Similarly, what happens is when the divine energy descends into this world, it is refracted through the scale of seven, which is why it is, as the Malbim says, that there are the Shiva Sphirois, the seven lower Sphirois, each of these different dimensions expressing the same divine energy as it refracts itself into this world, which is why we have seven dimensions of time in this world, the 7 days of creation, which formulate a pattern which is not simply a pattern to be found in the celestial spheres around us. The seven colors of the rainbow, the seven different tones of the music scale within this world, is all refractions of the same idea, the same energy, as it expresses itself in this world. This also now explains why Yechezkel collapsed. He collapsed because he had sensory overload. The limited capacity, the limited bandwidth he had through his five senses was not sufficient to be able to encapsulate the energy as it was flowing through the nexus of beyond this worldly experience into a this worldly experience, and he therefore collapsed. Which is why what the Gemara seems to be indicating over here is that when we see a rainbow, not only are we remembering back to the rainbow of the times of Noah and the covenant he had with humanity, when we see a rainbow, we're seeing an element of the divine which is refracting itself into this world. It's a reminder that what we see is only what we can see with the limited tools that we have. And sometimes we ought to collapse. Sometimes we ought to remember what Yechezkel saw and realize that what we're seeing is merely the tip of the tip of the tip of the iceberg. And all that is behind it, the energy flows behind it, is what's really going on. If we were to have such an eye, if we could possibly see and appreciate and perceive and sense what was really going on, we would collapse the sheer magnitude of the energy which is flowing through the world. And that's the reminder which Rabbi Alexandri is suggesting over here, based on the experience of Yechezkel Hanavi. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.